I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue. I'm Bob Papa. The NFL scouting combine is complete. What's next for the Giants and the teams? We'll tell you about that a little bit later on. We have Prince Amukamara wired for sound. Plus, we'll hear your questions for new head coach Ben McAdoo. But to get things started, it's time to take you inside the film room as Carl Banks breaks down the games of JPP and Robert Ayers. Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room. I'm Bob Papa with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. Under the microscope, Jason Pierre-Paul. Jason Pierre-Paul finished the year with one sack. And Carl, obviously, after that horrific injury on 4th of July, he finally comes back and really shows a lot of heart and desire to want to play in the National Football League, overcoming a lot of obstacles.
Yeah, and me being a basketball fan, I would say he's more of a point guard right now than a shooting forward, meaning he's contributed to a lot of sacks. Now, that'll change as he gets more comfortable with the apparatus that he's going to be fitted with. But take a look here of what the impact of Jason Pierre-Paul is. You see offensive linemen, they've got pretty good splits in there, and that's exactly what he wanted. He recognized the split between the guard and the tackle, so he goes out a little wider. And why did he do that? He did it so that he can get an inside rush. You'll see the right tackle overplay. You'll see him jump right out there. See how fast he jumps out? Jason comes inside, and he takes advantage of that split that they had. Now, he flushes the quarterback out, doesn't get the sack, but now the quarterback's on the run, and they limited the sight lines for the quarterback to outside the numbers, basically.
So Jason Pierre-Paul is showing that quickness. And obviously, Carl, there were some sacks he could have had. There were some tackles that he could have made. There's nothing he can do about that. But how important is it for him to figure out a way to play without that big club and be able to have more freedom in his hand and whatever usage he may or may not have?
Well, here's the thing. He'll make the adjustment because they'll change the apparatus at some point, but he'll get a step closer now. He knows that playing it like he normally does when he had both hands free, he doesn't now. So he's got to get a step closer so that he can wrap.
Robert Ayers set a career high with 9.5 sacks, started the year off slowly, dealing with a hamstring injury. But, Carl, he was effective down the stretch. What made Ayers get to these numbers that he's never gotten to before?
Well, let's think about it. That happened when the guy next to him in this film, Jason Pierre-Paul, showed up, because there's another guy that can create pressure. Now, to Robert Ayers' credit, he can rush from an inside position as well as an outside position, similar to what Justin Tuck could do for this defense. So you'll see him here. He's just lined up inside of Jason Pierre-Paul, and he just gives a nice speed move right on the guard, and that's the versatility. If he's big enough and strong enough, you can beat a guard because they're not as athletic. You can see he just rushed by him as if he were rushing by a tackle on that. Guard sets his feet. He's in there, but you know what? The attention that Jason Pierre-Paul gets on the outside made them slide the line and just created some space for him.
When you think about Robert Ayers as a player, you know, New Jersey native, what are some of the things that he has to do better in order to get to these numbers on a more consistent basis?
Well, I think it's health. To be honest with you, Bob, I think he now realizes that he can have a lot of production when healthy, and I think he just has to work really hard at staying healthy.
Carl Banks doing a great breakdown of the players inside the film room. Well, Giants head coach Ben McAdoo had a chance to meet with the media during the NFL scouting combine, but he also had a chance to answer your questions from Giants fans.
Where I grew up, it's important. It's a blue-collar town, so you never want to forget where you came from. And, you know, being from a blue-collar town, getting an honest day's work out of me is probably something that's important to me. And I think the players appreciate that as well. It goes back to the identity that we're looking for, and we try to convey that to the players we have in the meeting rooms right now. But then at the same point in time, look for those guys moving forward that sound smart and tough, committed to discipline and poise. And if we can take care of those five things, it'll help us moving forward. I'll be able to help him, give him a little different spin on things from an offensive perspective, and help him out that way, and maybe help him rattle the quarterback a little bit, which I know goes a long way in playing good defense. But, you know, I think the most important thing is leadership through service. So anything I can do to help Steve and help the defense, I'm willing to do. Yeah, there's a certain place I like to watch the big guys, a certain place I like to watch the perimeter players. And when they run a 40, I like to see them from a little different angle to take a look at their body angles. But I'm going to keep that under wraps. If you're going to look for me, you're going to have to work for it.
That's Coach McAdoo answering your questions. When we come back, Prince Amukamara, Wired for Sound. We'll tell you about it here on Giants Access Blue after this. We welcome you back to Giants Access Blue. During the course of the season, players wear wireless microphones, give you a feel of what it's like on the field. In our Sights and Sounds, Prince Amukamara was wired up during a Giants home game.
New York Giants football is on the air from MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The New York football Giants take on the San Francisco 49ers Sunday night football. So glad you could join us.
Prince, I'm all right. Don't you go have fun and wear that thing out tonight, boy.
Yes, sir.
Have fun, baby.
I knew you were going to do that.
You didn't give me.
Trav, go take a picture with the fans.
Warm up. Give me on the warm up. Let's go, Prince. What's do your thing, baby.
Hey, you know, I'm mic'd up.
Does that matter?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
Hey, point. Herzlick. Hey, call it. Hey, Mayweather. You get capped? Alert screen. I'm saying sit. You gotta hit number one. A dogger!
Coach. 31 was on the right, so I stayed on the right. You still want me to go left?
Yeah.
Bruh, they had like two guys run me out of here. This goes faster than a 1 o'clock game.
Offset eye left, second and goal at the two. Kaepernick, handoff for a Hyde. He plunges left in for the touchdown. And with 1:45 to go, San Francisco has the lead.
Pause, man.
So 1:41 to go. Giants have three timeouts.
This is Sunday night football for you.
And here's the deal. They need a touchdown. Manning takes the snap, and he's back to throw. He climbs the pocket, feels pressure. He's going to run. Eli to the 25. Eli breaks to the sideline, gets shouldered down at the 28-yard line. It's a first down.
I see you, Eli. Skedaddle. And skedaddle.
26 seconds to go. Giants down by four. Manning back. Looks left. Throws toward the end zone. And it is reached up and caught for by Donnell for the touchdown. He held on to it.
How about that?
With 21 seconds to go, the Giants are back in front. Manning to Donnell, 12 yards.
Manning, Eli. Manning, Eli! Hey, deep to short, everything. Deep to short.
Deep to short. Two timeout.
Third and 13 with 4 seconds to go for the Niners. Kaepernick back. They throw it underneath to Anquan Boldin. He's tackled at the 30 and the game is over.
Big
Dominic Rogers Cromartie got him down.
They said, you hit anything. Oh, no.
So the Giants beat the Niners 30-27 here at MetLife Stadium.
Heck of a game, dog. Heck of a game.
As you can see, during the course of an NFL game, there are a lot of lows, and there are highs as well, as the Giants knocked off the 49ers on that game at MetLife Stadium. We'll take a timeout when we come back. A whole lot more here on Giants Access Blue, including a feature with Devon Kennard right after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Devon Kennard just wrapped up his second season in the National Football League. Our Giants Access Blue cameras paid a visit to his hometown in Arizona as we took a closer look at the second-year linebacker.
Mettenberger gets walloped and sacked by the blitzing linebacker, Devon Kennard.
Yeah, we like him.
I woke up about 6:45 this morning, got me a good breakfast in. Right now, Thursday's my haircut day. So, you know, looking a little rough now, but in a minute, I'm gonna get a fresh cut, nice little lineup, and, you know, take you around my city a little bit, show you guys what it's like in Phoenix and, you know, some of the hot spots I grew up going to and you know, what my life is like a little bit. Heading into my barbershop, been going to this guy for a long, long time, as long as I can remember. His name's Carlos. He's been cutting me up since I had to be in a high chair, so. You know, every time I'm in town, I gotta come back and kick it with him and let him cut me up. That's good, Los.
What's good, man?
Chilling.
Good to see you, boss.
Yep.
Yeah, he's grown into a beast. He's a beast. So I know this year he's gonna kill. After getting that first year on his belt, go to the next level.
Yeah, that was Lance. What's good, bro?
Type of reality TV show we're on right now.
Damn the life.
Speaking of mentor and leaders, this is my brother's, one of my brother's best friends, and Lance Briggs, you know, all pro linebacker, and went to U of A. So I grew up, you know, watching him, and he's somebody I talk to, you know, pretty regularly and look up to.
Being able to watch him play just about every linebacker position while he was at USC, from DN to over all the linebacker positions, man, he just shows how versatile, you know, a player he is. And, you know, he has the type of violent activity that you need as a linebacker, you know, at the point of attack. So, you know, those are the things that are real key, you know, and that and he can run. So he'll just keep building his value.
The amount I've learned in a matter of a year is incredible, and you know I'm just want to take all the lessons I learned and everything, and you know really just kind of use that to fuel me for next season and what I can do moving forward. Now that I got the fresh cut, I'm gonna go ahead and take you guys to a couple of the hot spots that I grew up on in Arizona and take you to my high school. I'm about to drive up to my high school, and high school was a special time for me, man. I learned a lot, and my brother was able to coach me and be my position coach the majority of my high school football career. You know, high school was just a great experience for me, and, you know, I come back as often as I can. I stay connected with, you know, old teachers, old friends, and, you know, I definitely have plans on giving back to my high school.
Okay, how you doing?
Oh, so good to see you.
No,
what
good
are you doing? Filming your life?
Cause I see they're doing
coming.
Like a day in a life with Devon Kennard.
He's
going
to be on camera right now.
For me, this is kind of where it all began. And man, I remember just all the practices, all the blood, sweat, and tears that I put into, you know, these fields. And you know, every time I come here, it's kind of a really touching feeling for me, because it's where, you know, all my dreams started to come true. I remember running sprints on this field in June, July, and August. So we'd be out here at the middle of the day running sprints. There's like this big hill down the street that we'd always have to run hills on. So this is the hill, the legendary hill. It's right by my house, my high school. We used to have to run from campus over here, run hills. And you know, me and my brother would come here and do extra hills all the time, you know, to really work on explosion, on getting out. I remember we had to run up this hill with kettlebells in our arms and, you know, do sprints all the way to the top and things like that. So, you know, this is the hill that really, you know, I credit some of my speed, some of my power, some of my explosion to because, man, even now I come back and I run this hill and it's, you know, like an instant part of my, you know, workout regimen in my off season. It's about like 300 and something meters all the way to the top. So, you know, typical workout would be sprint up that about 20 yards, 10 times, 30 yards, 10 times. And then, you know, you always got to finish with a couple to the, all the way to the top. It's, you know, kind of really dig, and that gets to the point where your legs are shaking, your body's really kind of worn out, and man, that last like probably 100 meters, your legs feel like jello. But you know, that gives you that little last finish in games, that last bit of explosion that you really need.
That's an inside look at Devon Kennard. When we come back, we'll tell you what's next. Next here on Giants Access Blue. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. So the scouting combine is complete, but the work still is plentiful. Mark Ross and the Giants scouts talked about what's next in the process leading up to the draft.
So now we'll go to the pro days at the schools in March. So there are many combines that each school has. You know, there's only 330 players here, so there's thousands of other guys that we need to see. So all the scouts will start going out to those pro days. I'll have coaches go to some to just get look at more guys, and then also the guys that perform here. Some guys don't get the workouts, so we have to go see them, and then go see them in their home environment, which is real important to see how their teammates react to them, their coaches and everyone, how much quality of a person this guy is.
There are some kids that aren't invited to the combine, and I think the one that we've drafted the highest that wasn't invited to the combine was OCU Mignora. So you have to go get the information that, you know, you'd normally get here, and you have to go to their school and get it. Whether you think they're first-round picks and didn't work out at the combine, or you think they'd be a good free agent with a chance to make the team.
I think a couple of things. Number one is after you leave here, you realize that maybe you take sort of an accounting of maybe there's a player you need to watch more film on and you want to do that right away. Maybe there's some things in the background or the interview that you didn't hear when you visited the campus that you'd like to follow up on. So you kind of build a personal checklist on each player from your area and say, here are some things, the information that I need to make a good recommendation or give him a good grade, whatever that may be.
Go back to the pro days, time the guys that weren't here. Some of the guys that were here will run again and time again, and then get ready to come back to Jersey for draft meetings and then kick it off.
Throughout the whole year, I have a good idea of just from the scouts' reports, and then now the coaches get involved, how they like these guys. But, you know, once we start hitting draft meetings, and that's when we just kind of iron it all out and put a final grade on them and say, you know, these are our guys.
That's coming up what's next. Now it's time for this edition of Papa's Perspective. We look back to what was. You have the Senior Bowl under the belt. You have the Scouting Combine under the belt. Remember, the 40 times, the bench press times, the shuttle times, the cone drills, all that stuff is just a small piece of the puzzle that leads up to the 2016 NFL Draft. At the end of the day, the most important thing is what the players put on tape as far as how they played football in college. The other thing is the interviews. I've had a chance to talk to some of these young men that were at the scouting combine and are getting ready for the draft. How they present themselves to a team could be the ultimate tiebreaker. So being on your P's and Q's and not just having rehearsed answers is very important, because remember, this is a job interview and teams want smart players who get what it's going to be like to be a professional in the National Football League. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com. Go to Facebook.com/New York Giants and follow the Giants on Twitter @Giants as well. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.